Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. I'm Taran Nanda, CEO and founder of Growth Natives. Super excited to have you with us today.
And I'm Tushar, practice head Salesforce here at Growth Natives. And wow, today's topic, it's one that's not just exciting, it's game-changing for marketers. We're diving into how AI is completely reshaping customer engagement, especially with Salesforce Marketing Cloud.
Yep, if you've heard phrases like Einstein AI or AI-powered journeys floating around, but you're still wondering, okay, but what does that actually mean? Then trust me, this episode is for you. We're going to break down the real tools, real use cases, and yeah, real results AI is delivering in Marketing Cloud.
Let's be honest, customers today, they're sharp. They know what they want. They compare experiences all the time. Whether you're a small business or a global brand, they expect personalization. It's the bare minimum now.
Oh, totally. I mean, get this. Research shows that 71% of consumers expect personalized interactions. And when brands do get it right, revenue can jump up by 40%. That's not small potatoes.
And here's the shift. It's not just about personalization anymore. It's about real-time, relevant, respectful engagement. And thanks to Salesforce's AI suite, that kind of engagement, it's not only possible, it's scalable.
Exactly. This isn't about throwing around buzzwords or using flashy tech. It's about building real conversations with customers across every step of their journey and on the platforms they're actually using.
All right, so let's break it down. What does Salesforce AI actually do for marketers?
Okay, let's kick it off with Einstein engagement scoring. Imagine having a tool that predicts behavior, like who's most likely to open your emails, click, or just fall off. It helps you focus on the people who matter most.
Yes. And then there's send time optimization. Instead of blasting everyone at 9 a.m., Einstein figures out the best time for each individual to engage. Pretty cool, right?
It's not just cool. It works. We've seen clients jump from 11% to 19% open rates just by flipping that one switch. Wild.
Another one, dynamic content. You can personalize everything. Subject lines, images, product recs, all based on user data. So every email, it feels tailor-made.
Then there's the magic of AI-powered journeys. Imagine your whole campaign flow adapting in real time. Someone clicks a product, boom, instant offer. No click, no problem. Maybe they get a follow-up with something else. AI keeps it responsive and relevant.
Oh, and can't forget Einstein attribution. It finally gets us past the whole last click wins thing. You can actually see what touch points made the biggest difference.
So yeah, this isn't automation for spam's sake. It's automation that adds real value.
All right, let's talk results. Because tools are great, but if they don't move the needle, what's the point?
Right. One client, a retail brand, boosted click-through rates by 25% just by turning on send time optimization and tweaking their content. No massive overhaul needed.
And another, health and wellness space, they spotted customer drop-off patterns with Einstein, then used loyalty perks to bring them back. Retention went way up.
Best part, these wins didn't take a year. We're talking 4 to 6 weeks, because AI doesn't just sit there. It learns, and fast.
And it helps you be proactive too. You can spot churn before it happens, identify high-value customers early, and create VIP experiences just for them.
Okay, so if you're sitting there thinking, this all sounds amazing, but where do I start? Here's your roadmap.
Step one, audit your data. Seriously, what's in your CRM? What are you tracking on your site, app, emails? If your data's messy, nothing else will work.
Step two, get super clear on your goals. Are you trying to reduce churn, boost acquisition, cross-sell, know what you're aiming for?
Once you've got that, step three, pick your AI tools. Einstein scoring, send time optimization, dynamic content, you've got options. Choose based on what matches your goals.
Then comes journey mapping. Don't go big right away. Start small, like an abandoned cart flow or a welcome series. Get that working first.
Step five, run a proof of concept. Test it with a smaller group, measure results, tweak as needed.
Then scale. Step six is going multi-channel. Add SMS, WhatsApp, push notifications. Wherever your audience is, show up there.
And don't forget, monitor and optimize constantly. That's step seven.
And finally, step eight, keep experimenting. Don't just stop once something works. Test loyalty flows, referral triggers, upsell campaigns. Keep it fresh.
AI is powerful, but it's at its best when paired with smart strategy and a human touch.
All right, let's zoom in on a few use cases we've actually implemented.
Classic one, abandoned cart. Customer adds something, doesn't buy, and within an hour, bam, they get a personalized email with an incentive. It works.
Then there's re-engagement. Einstein spots who's gone quiet and gives them a personalized nudge based on their past actions.
We've also used AI for product recs that feel like a digital stylist. It's like, hey, based on what you've browsed, you might love this. Customers love that.
And now with WhatsApp and SMS, you're literally in their pocket. That level of real-time engagement is next level.
But we gotta be honest, it's not all sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, first big watch out, data quality. If your input data is bad, your output will be worse. Garbage in, garbage out.
Then there's compliance, GDPR, CCPA, make sure you've got consent. Transparent data practices are non-negotiable.
And let's not forget the people. Your teams need time to learn these tools. Trailhead is great, but hands-on experience is key.
Then finally, don't try to flip the whole thing overnight. Change takes time. Start small, build trust, and scale from there.
Once you start seeing results, that's your signal to expand. New markets, new languages, new segments.
And keep an eye on what's coming next. Generative, AI, loyalty prediction, even voice-based interfaces. The future's closer than you think.
AI isn't just part of your stack anymore. It's quickly becoming the engine behind smart, scalable customer experiences.
And that's a wrap on today's episode. We hope this helped demystify how AI with Salesforce Marketing Cloud can really level up your engagement.
Curious about trying this in your own marketing strategy? Let's talk. We help brands do this every day.
You can find us at growthnatives.com or just drop us a message. We love these conversations.
And don't forget to subscribe to Growth Digger. We've got so much more coming on AI, marketing, customer experience, and beyond.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. Until next time, keep engaging but smarter.